Now, if you would turn with me this Lord's Day evening to Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 5, and we'll read verses 21 through to verse 24. The Lord willing, over these next 66 weeks, we shall have a brief survey of the Bible. We'll look at certain characters and events from the whole of the Bible. Well, tonight we come to consider Enoch, and how fitting it is to consider his testimony at the beginning of this year and the beginning of this new decade. Well, Genesis chapter 5, verse 21 through to verse 24. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Dear congregation, the apostle in Hebrews chapter 5 named certain heroes of faith. He began with Abel, who offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, which was acceptable. And then he spake of Enoch. And in verse 5 of chapter 11 we read, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased God. His faith was particularly known, and the apostle wrote of it. He was a man that stood out in his age. He was a man that pleased God. The eye of the Lord was upon him, and the Lord was pleased with him. What a testimony. He pleased God. We could just stop there tonight and consider our lives. Are we each and every day seeking to please God? The things we do in the workplace, the college, the school, in the home, in our leisure times. Are we seeking to please God? Do you please God? Well, in verse 6 of chapter 11, we read this, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If we are to please him, we need to be men and women of faith. And we who love the Lord, we have this hope that through the help of the Holy Spirit, we can be found pleasing God when we seek to do that which is right, because we are men and women of faith. One can only begin to please God if they have faith. Now, Enoch was a man of faith. He walked with God. He pleased God. There's so much there, isn't there, in Hebrews 11, verse 5. Oh, to so live this week, seeking to please God. We need to think about him every day. We need to pray for help. We need to consider the word, for it shows us the way we are to walk. Oh, to please God. That's our desire, isn't it? We want to please God. We want to walk with God, and our testimony to be noted. Here we read in verse 22, Enoch walked with God. Verse 24, Enoch walked with God. Well, let's come directly to these words tonight. And as we do so, I'd like us to consider this theme, walking with God. We come to a new year before us. If the Lord spares, let it be a year that is noted for you and me walking with God. A new decade. We do not know what this decade will bring. We do not know which of us will be here, if the Lord spares, at the end of another decade. Let this decade be a decade, however long we have, that it's noted that we walk with God. Well, let's come directly to these words then. First of all, the beginning. Secondly, the nature. Thirdly, the company. And may the Lord impress that upon us tonight. the company. Then fourthly, the duration. The beginning, the nature, the company, and the duration. Let's consider then the beginning. Verse 22, and Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. Enoch lived in a day when so many did not walk with God. It appeared that many continued on in their sin, for Enoch prophesied of the judgment of God, which was to convict men, not only in the future, but also in his day. We read of it in Jude 14, verse 15. Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed. It appears there, doesn't it, when we consider the prophecy of Enoch, there were so many who were ungodly in his day. So many strayed in the pathways of iniquity, being gripped by sin. Yes, there had been a little revival. If you go back to chapter 4 and verse 26, we read, then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. There appears there was a little revival. But if you think of the prophecy of Enoch and the marriages here in this chapter, oh, many strayed from the Lord. Many did not walk with God. But Enoch, it was so noted that he walked with God. Enoch's testimony stands out. It had got darker, but Enoch shone the more brighter. As it gets darker, may the people of God in this nation shine out more brightly. Let's think of the fourth commandment. Consider the darkness in this nation. Many have turned from the fourth commandment. The people of God should be shining the brighter in seeking to keep that day holy and obeying the fourth commandment. When it gets darker, let the people of God shine the more brighter. That's the testimony here, isn't it? It was a dark day, a day of declension. Enoch walked with God. Many were going in that direction. Enoch was walking in the right direction, for he was walking with God. Now, we're not told the precise time when Enoch began to walk with God. However, we are told that after he begat Methuselah, he walked with God. It's not to say that when he begat Methuselah, when Methuselah was born, then he became a believer. But what we do see here, it's particularly noted from that time. For the next 300 years, he walked with God. Now, as you look at this and you consider the ages here of men in this chapter, really, Enoch, at 65, was a young man. We don't know exactly the time. It was sometime before 65, but he was a young man when he began to walk with God. All of us here tonight, compared to Enoch, are really just babies, aren't we, in some ways, as we consider his life and the life of so many in those days. It really was when he was young, he began to walk with God. Now, there was a beginning. There is always a beginning, because grace does not run through the blood. And that's so evident here, isn't it, in this chapter. Yes, there was that little revival in verse 26 of chapter 4, but it doesn't carry on for a long time, does it? We don't see all these people here walking with the Lord. No, grace does not run through the blood. Yes, particularly in days of declension, it seems the Lord doth bless many in godly homes with salvation. That is the norm in days of declension. In days of revival, it's more people from coming outside. In days of declension, yes, many are blessed in godly homes. Not always. But grace does not run through the blood. There's always beginning. Enoch could look back. Could you look back tonight? We're not told the precise time, are we? Or the day when Enoch began to walk with God, and you may not be able to tell the precise time. Or the day, you may not know, but you can look back. Yes, there was a beginning. My life has changed. Now many can look back to an ungodly life, as we see in Ephesians chapter 2, the apostle speaks of the past life. In verse 2, where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Where in time past, Enoch will be able to look back. But what a different walk it was now. And it is a different walk, isn't it? Even those of us who were brought up in godly homes, it's a different walk now, isn't it? Because we're walking with God. What a contrast to the walk of the unbeliever. We walk with God now. How different is the past life of so many. Remember John Newton, he wrote of his previous walk. Except in one area, my whole life, when awake, was a course of most horrid impiety and profaneness. I know not that I have since met so daring a blasphemer. He can believe the way in which he once walked. No wonder he wrote those words, amazing grace. He was so taken by the grace of God that his life had been turned around, that he was saved. How many walk in a different direction tonight to that of the Christian? You consider the drunkenness in the streets, the gambling, the immorality, the fighting, the blasphemy, the murder, the hatred, the Sabbath breaking. On Friday, as I said this morning, I was listening to a police officer talking about these young people in Paul. The knives they had taken, the violence they were planning, and now a number of them are in jail. So many walk in a way that is not good. So many are walking in darkness tonight. Blessed is the day when a man begins a new walk, a walk with God. The godly man's walk is a new walk, and it is far better. Remember what the Apostle Paul said in Galatians 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. He's now considering the life he's now living. You do that tonight. The life you're now living, a life with Christ in your heart. He didn't always have this life, but now he was living this life. Has there been a turning point? Have you come to a point like the prodigal son and you knew you needed the Lord? Is it now said of you, they walk with God? Here's Enoch's testimony. Enoch walked with God. Dear child of God, you're walking with God. Let your testimony be known. Let our testimony stand out here in England that we are walking with God. Yes, all the Lord's people know what it is to walk with God, but let our testimony stand out. Enoch's testimony stood out that he walked with God. Oh, to walk with him. In Colossians 2 verse 12 we read, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. We've received Christ. So we're to be walking in him. We're in union with him. Oh, to walk in him. Oh, that people would see more of Christ in my living. For he is in my heart. Well, there's a beginning. There's a receiving, there is union. Oh, that many would be brought to this new life, this new walk. And our prayer, is it not, send forth thy spirit, open hearts, Lord. Deliver men and women from bondage. May they begin a new walk. What a better state this nation would be in if many were brought to saving faith. Oh, that many would begin a new walk. It's amazing, isn't it? A lot of the focus has been on Iran. What's happened there this last week? What a comfort to know God has been at work in Iran in these last few years. And many have been saved. Many have begun a new walk. More than those who have begun a new walk in this country. Many, all of many yet in this country, would begin a new walk, that they would have this testimony. They're walking with God. We would consider the beginning. Let's consider secondly the nature. Enoch walked with God. Verse 24, Enoch walked with God and he was not, for God took him. Now, as I've already mentioned tonight, Enoch was particularly known for walking with God. And I begin with myself. I so desire to be known for walking with God. I want to walk more with the Lord. Yes, when we consider the Lord, we're content. But in another sense, we're discontent. We want to walk more with the Lord when we consider ourselves. His testimony, that of Enoch, it stood out. And you know, some Christians, their testimony stands out. You think of the night sky and look up in the countryside at the stars. There's so many stars there. Some of them shine more brightly than others. Is it not our desire that we will be like that star that shines more brightly in the darkness? When you look up at the sky and you look at the stars, you soon are led to consider the bright stars. Enoch walked with God. The brighter the star, the more observable it is. Well, Enoch was noted for his walk with God. Enoch walked with God. His religion, his godliness stood out. And we're told he walked with God. The word walk, to go. It speaks of advancing, progressing. There's activity. If we're walking with God, there will be activity in our lives, in our souls. It spoke here of his behavior, the way he so lived, what he was doing. He was found going, walking with God. What a blessing we have begun. As we've already considered tonight, there's this walk with the Lord. He engaged in certain things and refrained from other things. He walked with God. Now, in a moment, we're particularly focused, for this is striking, the company. But let's particularly consider these words. He walked with God. It was a walk with God, as we will see in a moment. He was mindful of God, and he so desired to please God as he lived. He was mindful of the truth, the commandments, the ordinances of the Lord that were then known. He lived in view of the promises, sought to live in an upright way. Here we consider his conversation, his mode of life, his religion. He walked with God. Holiness was a great concern to him. Now it's interesting, if you turn to Genesis 17, verse 1, what the Lord said to Abraham. I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. The Hebrew tormim speaks of to be perfect in the sense of complete, upright. Now we know no one is perfect, sinless here below. But the believer so desires to walk an upright walk. To be complete, seeking to keep all the commandments. Yes, we fail, but our eye is on the commandments as a whole. I am the mighty God, walk before me, and be thou perfect. Holiness was a concern to Abraham. Holiness was a concern to Enoch. It's so plain, isn't it, in chapter 11, verse 5 of Hebrews. He pleased God. If we're to please God, we're to have a high view of a godly life, of perfecting holiness. We're not casual, are we, with sin? We're concerned with holiness, to please God. For this is part of walking with God. It's a walk with the Lord. Well, let's just open this up briefly. One should be concerned, firstly, how they are walking, rather that they are walking, and secondly, how they are walking. We are walking, are we not, tonight? Well, our second concern is how we are walking. Remember, it was particularly noted that he walked with God. There was no question. Remember Zacharias and Elizabeth, and they were both righteous before God, walking on all the commandments and ordinance of the Lord, blameless. They walked together in their marriage, and they walked with God. Well, let's open this up further then. As we think of walking with God, well, firstly, walking with God will involve serving or worshipping God. Enoch was aware of the presence of God, and he desired to worship the Lord. He desired to commune with him. In Micah 4 verse 5 we read, "For all people will walk, every one in the name of his God, and we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever." You think of the ungodly, they're bowing down to their false gods, and they walk, every one in the name of his God. They're worshipping their false gods, but we, as we walk, we're worshipping the true and the living God. Secondly, in walking with God, there is faith. In walking with God, there is faith in Jesus Christ. Enoch believed in Christ. In your own time, read Jude verse 14 and verse 15. He believed that the Lord Jesus Christ one day would come. He was a man of faith and faith in Jesus Christ. He told people about the Redeemer and that one day he was coming again. Now, one can never truly be walking with God unless one is following Jesus Christ. For our Lord said, "I am the way, the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Only we who are believers can truly be found walking with God. Well, leading on, thirdly, walking with God implies there is the exercise of faith. Now, we thought of faith in Jesus Christ. It's only the true believer that can be found walking with God. But let's consider, as we think of this, walking with God, thirdly, there is the exercise of faith. You consider the day in which Enoch lived. There was so much apostasy. People walked in a different direction. Enoch looked to the Lord by faith. Enoch believed the word. Enoch believed the promises. If we're to walk with God this week, we need to exercise faith. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7. "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Enoch was one of those hearers of faith. He was a man who had faith. He exercised faith. He walked with God. As you think about walking with God this week, believe God's word. You come to a certain junction in your life. Trust God and his word, and then step out in faith like Abraham did. Fourthly, walking with God involves imitating Christ. Ephesians 5 verse 1 and 2, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savour." Walk in love. You seek there to imitate Christ. That's part of walking with God. Enoch, he was aware of the Lord Jesus Christ, Jude verse 14 and 15. He wanted to be more like the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, to walk in that way, to follow Christ, to be meek and lowly, as the Lord teaches in Matthew chapter 11. Fifthly, walking with God involves seeking to keep the commandments. Enoch, he walked with God and he pleased the Lord. If ye love me, keep my commandments, says Christ. John 14, verse 15. If ye love me. And so part of walking with God is that we seek to keep the commandments. Or to walk with God in that way. How we need help, and we need to pray for an enlarged heart. Psalm 119, verse 32, I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. I will run, oh, for the enlarging of the heart. My heart at times seems so small, oh, for enlarging, that I might run and so walk with God. What a privilege to walk with God. To know him, to have fellowship with him. Well, let's move on then and consider thirdly the company. Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. Now we have already seen tonight what walking with God is about or involves. When we think of walking with God, we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We exercise faith. We seek to worship the Lord. We seek to keep the commandments. We've seen already what walking with God involves. But let's just pause, and this is striking, and focus on the one Enoch was walking with, the company he enjoyed, the one he walked before, the one he was aware of, none other than God himself. Enoch walked with God. And two brief things right at the outset here. What grace is manifested here? He was walking with God. Enoch was a sinner, and yet he walked with God. What grace? He was in fellowship with God. And we who walk with God, what amazing grace has been shown to us. A holy God has come near to us and we walk with him. But then secondly, what mercy is manifested here? We need God. We need God's company. I need thee every hour. Oh, that I would get back to thinking like that each day of the week. I need thee every hour. What mercy is manifested here? Enoch walked with God. Men need God. What mercy was shown to Enoch? God was with him and he walked with God. Well, let's just think now, particularly at the company. Enoch walked with God. He worshipped him. He sought to keep his commandments. He was walking with God. Think of the company. Let me ask you, are you aware of Christ? Are you aware of God in your heart at this moment? Are you in awe of God now? Are you amazed that God is in your life? Are you aware of God? Young ones here, are you aware of a Saviour in your life? Enoch, he was aware of Christ. He was aware of God. He walked with God. He knew that God was with him. He was aware of the presence of God. Now the unconverted is far off. They do not walk with God. Matthew Henry wrote, the ungodly and profane are without God in the world. They walk contrary to him, but the godly with God. What about you? Well, we thought there of the ungodly. In contrast, the people of God are near him. Psalm 148, verse 14, he also exhausted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, to praise God tonight, that we are a people near unto him. He's near unto him. Dear child of God, you are in company with none other than God. You remember that one of old Jacob? He laid down. He woke up in the morning after that dream of the ladder. You remember, he wasn't aware when he came to that place of the presence of God, but then he was. Sometimes we lose sight, don't we? But let me ask you, are you aware at this very moment that God is in your heart and that you walk with God? Are you in company with the Holy God? At times we feel like Peter. We say this to Christ, "Depart from me, O Lord, for I am a sinful man. How can you go on with me, Lord?" Well, he's a wonderful Redeemer of mercy, and there is forgiveness. Are you aware of the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart? This is what it comes down to, doesn't it? We think of the presence of Christ in the gatherings of the saints, but let's go further. Are you aware of Jesus in your soul now? Are you aware of God in your life now? And tonight you're thinking, "I'm coming with thee, Lord, this week. I'm going to walk with thee. When I go to the workplace, I will walk with thee. When I go to the college and the school, I will walk with thee. When I'm in the community, I will walk with thee. For thou art in my company." Do you enjoy the company of God? Enoch walked with God. You know, we should be amazed every day when we are aware of God's presence, that we enjoy his company. Just think of it. He inhabits eternity, yet he's with you. Are you valuing the presence of God? Now, there is the blessing of being in company with him when we are in affliction. Isaiah 43 verse 2, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. I will be with thee." You see, we walk with God and God walks with us. He's with us, he will not depart. Oh, to live our lives mindful of the company we enjoy. We're not always aware of the company, are we? We need to be reminded of it, don't we? You know, you may be on a walk with a friend. You may be on a walk with your spouse. And you're listening, but then your mind wanders. And you're miles away. You're thinking about something, then suddenly you remember the one you're walking with. Are you aware of God tonight? Now, this ought to have an effect on us. The awareness of God should so affect us and help us to live. You think of Enoch. He was aware of the company. He was aware of God. And so he sought to please God. And do not we, when we're aware of God in our lives, when we're aware of Christ, the Beloved One, as we consider this afternoon, desire to please him? When we're aware, as we read in the Song of Solomon, that his desire is towards me, when we're aware he's looking on and he has a heart, do not we desire to please him? A husband walking with his wife, aware that she's there, desires to please her. Do not we desire to please God? He had this testimony that he pleased God. He thought about God. He was aware of God. And he sought to please him. Isn't it true? The more aware we are of God, we want to please him. But if we're a little away, we won't be thinking so much of wanting to please him. I want to so live to please the Lord. I do not want to fail. You know, we who love the Lord, it's good to stop and examine our lives. God is with me. Is he happy with me doing this? Is he happy with me with what I say in the workplace? God is with me. Is he happy with what I do in my leisure time at the end of the day? What a thought. God is with me. Is he happy me watching that film? Is it a good film? Let's examine our lives. The thought of God, the awareness of God should make us stop and consider and examine our lives and cause us to so want to please him. Oh, that I would think more often, I walk with God. Do you see the point here? We considered what it involves, walking with God, but let's not lose sight. We walk with God. We are in company with God. Oh, to so please him. Dear child of God, let's not forget it. But further, let's take comfort and remember when we are burdened by affliction or alone in the midst of unconverted men, God is with us. Remember the company this week. Every hour, keep thinking of this. God is with me. God is with me when I leave in the morning. God is with me when I come home. God is with me. Oh, that I would so please him. What a comfort it is, isn't it? We walk with God. But I also find myself humbled when I consider I walk with God. Well, as we close tonight, fourthly and finally, the duration. The duration. Verse 22, and Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. Verse 24, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. His walk was particularly noted from when he was 65 through to 300 years of age, though he began to walk a little earlier. For over 300 years, he walked with God. I've only really just begun. You just think of it. You know, some people, I'm tired. Think of Enoch, 65. A year's time, if the Lord spares you, will you still be so desiring to please God? 10 years, 20 years, if the Lord spares, will you still desire to please God? Think of it tonight. You do not know how long you have, but always you think of your life. Do not you so desire to please God every day? Not just the Sabbath days. Not just the days when Christians are looking on, but on every day to please God. I do not expect to live to my grandfather's age. If I did, I would have another 51 years. Well, if I had another 51 years, let every day of those years be lived pleasing God. Do not we desire, however long our lives are, to please God? Well, Enoch, he walked with God for over 300 years. And then we're simply told in verse 24, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, and God took him. Suddenly, he was in heaven. He didn't face death, as we see plain in Hebrews 11, verse 5. He walked with God until he was home. However long your life is, how many days you have left, oh, to walk every day with God. That's the Christian life, isn't it? Walking with God until we see the Lord Jesus Christ. For to be with Christ is far better The apostle had this longing to depart and to be with Christ. Enoch, where is he? He's in heaven now. And he still has a life with God. Walk your life here below with God and live forever with Christ throughout all eternity. Walk with God. And my greatest desire in the sermon tonight is this, to impress upon you, God in your life. Amen. Let us pray. O gracious God, forgive me those hours